This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, the Oklahoma City Thunder lock up the number one seed and the best record in the NBA. They joined exclusive company by accomplishing one of their goals on their checklist. Clinched the NBA's best record, top seed, with Wednesday night's 128-110 road win over the Clippers. It's the third straight season that the Oklahoma City Thunder earned the Western Conference's number one seed. They became only the sixth team with a three-season streak as a top playoff seed since the NBA went to the 16-team playoff format in 1983, according to ESPN research. Yuck. Listen, man, the Thunder are good. They're weird. I don't like watching them play offense, but I like watching them play defense. That's how I can summarize them. The Big Ten. You want to know why they're winning so much, Michael? They make a lot of money. Well, they just made more. The Big Ten earns $69.4 million in revenue from NCAA basketball tournaments. It's by far the most among conferences, largely because, the Big Ten swept the national championships. Men's. Michigan won the men's. And UCLA won the women's. And they had Illinois men's team advance to the Final Four. So, the Big Ten, man. Sure, it feels like it's the Big Ten and then the SEC. But as we talked about the other day, I'm sure it'll come back around. Kirk Cousins. Raiders need to play best quarterback, even if not me. He said he's well aware of the situation he's walking into with the Las Vegas Raiders. He said it's kind of unlike in Atlanta. He felt misled by the Falcons that he was going to be the guy, and then they drafted Michael Penix Jr., so there was some frustration. However, this time around, he said, hey, everything was on the up and up. Obviously, I knew what they were going to do, and they told me what they were going to do. So it sounds like they're still going to draft Fernando Mendoza with the first overall pick. I don't understand it. I just, for that kind of money to come in and be your bridge quarterback and not maybe potentially start, or even if he does start at the beginning of the season or the full season, he still signed a five-year contract. He said, if it's not me, I don't want to be out there. I don't think that's the best thing for the team. If I'm the best option, then I believe it's important that those guys are out there. But I'm excited to get the chance to lead, help influence in the locker room, do my part, and most importantly, help our team win. I mean, Mike, he's by far the, if he's a backup quarterback, wouldn't he be the like highest paid backup quarterback in history?
Yeah, I mean, this is a bad decision by the Raiders to pay him that much.
Just a terrible decision. Why? I just don't understand this. I don't get it. I mean, he'll probably start. I'm guessing with that kind of money, that's the plan, and then they kind of do the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers kind of thing, but it's a wild concept to me. Rodgers was a project.
I actually really like, I wish they would do that more, especially in really bad organizations like the Browns and the Jets, where you just can't draft a good quarterback. You're just not getting good quarterbacks. Let them sit and learn and hopefully be better. Don't throw them into the fire when you're already a dumpster fire.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's a wild one. Shocker for sure. How about this one? We're talking Masters. We're talking golf. Bryson DeChambeau. He's an outside the box thinker, Michael. He told ESPN yesterday that he's going to play with a 5-iron that he fabricated himself with a 3D printer. Dude, have you? Doesn't Damon have a 3D printer? Didn't he print those like sleds off for the Christmas campaign we did a few years ago? It was wild to me. But
my nephew just bought a 3D printer.
How big is it?
I mean, there are so many different types of 3D printers, but like, I don't know exactly what golf clubs are made of. Is the shaft made of it?
I don't know.
The little head thing made of the 3D printer. I thought like the stuff that you were able to make with a 3D printer was just a special type of plastic. Are you able to use metal now?
I'm not 100% sure on this. I just thought it was a wild story. He's going to use this thing, and maybe he's already used it. But he built it himself. He said, there's this nature that I have about myself where innovation is a habit of mine. And I really find and take pride in that ability to learn, even through failure, even through making a bad decision or a good decision, what I can get from that.
Has he gotten permission from the PGA?
I'm guessing you have to show them what it is. You have to give them I would imagine they look over everyone's clubs to make sure that they're standard and they're all on the up and up. So I can't imagine he steps out there with a club he's not supposed to use. That's a
wonder how
crazy
many
concept.
Of them he has, because if this thing snaps, I mean, I don't know the composition.
There's
of
no
it.
Picture. I try to find pictures of it, and I'm not finding any more details on what it's actually made of. But I just know he's using a 3D printer. He created his own golf club through a 3D printer. This one's I'm only going to talk about the headline. Ranking the top 40 men's basketball players to enter transfer portal. Like, that's a top story on ESPN this morning. Ranking the top 40 men's basketball players to enter the transfer portal. I had a great conversation on the Two Man Game podcast with Coach Steve Smiley, and he showed me this from Jeff Goodman. Now, 1,850 D1 players have entered the portal this season. Total scholarship players, 5,000. Total players out of eligibility, 1,300 to 1,500. Total players in portal, 1,850. Walk-ons, 100. Percentage of scholarship players in portal, 49%. Percentage of scholarship players in the portal is 49%. Half of the scholarship players in college basketball are in the portal. I don't know how you do it, man. Obviously, the theme of today's podcast was talking about Coach Smiley's recent dudes that entered the portal. And some of them graduated. Some are going to go play pro over in Japan. One is. And then two guys entered that portal, maybe more. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you wake up and want to do it. You get paid handsomely to still coach basketball. It's still fun. But there's a lot of stress, man.
Diana Rossini is not she's not cheating. Her relationship's in the portal.
Really? Do you feel good about that one?
I do feel good about that
I don't
that
feel
one.
Great about that one. Coloma texting in on that subject, on the Diana Rossini-Mike Vrabel story. Hopefully the relationship is very minor, as Vrabel says. If not, who cares about their jobs? It's their families that are being damaged. Well, and that's a tough part too, right, Mike? I mean, I try not to get on this show and make it all about, let's dive deep into the personal aspect. Are they bad people for doing this? Obviously, it's not my way of thinking. It's not something that I would do. It's not something that my wife would do. Some of these people that do this and you hear these stories, they're in a different planet than I am. And I understand, like, saying it's their families that are being damaged. Yeah, this has got to suck for the spouses that are probably, if they didn't shut down their social media, they should. Because the amount of, I'm telling you, Mike, Diana Rossini posted a story this morning about the NFL officials and when teams can expect the replacement officials to start visiting their facilities and talking to them. That's a real story. That's a good story. Nobody's reading that story. They all went to the comment section, and not one. I was reading them. I was going over them with Tanner back there. I'm just going through every single comment. Not every single one, because there's a ton. Not one of them is actually about the story. It's all sexual jokes, talking about how she got her job, all this stuff. It's pretty disgusting, honestly. But if I'm her boss, I have to look at that and say, is this going to be how you are treated the rest of your career? And are people just going to go to your comment section and not actually click the stories anymore? I can't imagine a lot of people clicked that story and actually read through the story.
Yeah, and I think where a lot of people are disagreeing is like they're just saying, and I know this is we wrapped up this topic last hour, but what a lot of people are saying is they're just seeing the affair and it's like, oh, well, it's their private thing and, oh, it's their families. But it's her job that's being affected more because her job, you can't trust her anymore. And yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's a really odd story, man. It's a really odd story. 16 minutes after the hour, let's talk some Denver Nuggets. Let's talk a real positive story. 10 wins in a row for the first time in the Nikola Jokic era. The voice of the Denver Nuggets, Kaz, is going to join us. Jason Kosmitsky here in just a moment. But we'll take a short break here. Keep it on the whole show. We're talking Nuggets. Who better than to do that with than the voice of the Denver Nuggets? We'll be right back.
McKinnon, Jokic, McCarr, Murray. Hear the postseason legends and their quest for another title on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
we
world.
We love that basketball.
To the beach.
They're playing basketball.
Let's go. All around the
we
world.
We love that basketball.
Y'all know.
We are ready, man. I want to get these two games over with. I'm ready for the playoffs. I'm ready to be stressed out of my mind listening to the voice of the Denver Nuggets, Jason Kosmitsky. Kaz joining us now. I'm ready for whatever comes here, Kaz. I can't wait to see this team in action once we get in the playoffs, my friend. I know you're rocking.
It's good to finally hear a radio host pronounce my name the right way. I know it looks like Kosmicky, but it's not pronounced that way.
Hey, I listened to you enough to be able to get that one right, okay? Give me that at least. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, brother, man. I'm just excited. I mean, you know, we start this stuff in the preseason, and this is the end goal, right? You know what I mean? So we're finally here. And let's see what happens. It's going to be a fun ride.
Can you believe? I mean, you've been covering you've covered Joker his entire career. Can you believe that the Nuggets hadn't won 10 games in a row before? Like they just did that with Joe in the Joker era.
Yeah. So Bert Nolli told me that last night, and I'm like, "Are you serious? How's that never not happened?" You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was kind of shocked. Yeah, it's the longest win streak of the Jokic Murray era. And the first time that they've done that, like in 13 years. And I guess when you kind of contemplate on it a little bit, I mean, they're always in games, but they don't always win them all. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's awesome. I mean, talk about peaking at the right time. They somehow every year, these guys find a way to do that.
Yeah, they do. And even in weird games like last night, I mean, I didn't know half the dudes on the Grizzlies roster. They're just throwing it up. Would they shoot 567 three-pointers last night? But the Nuggets still win. They find a way.
Yeah, and that's kind of way their pattern's been. Now, this year, like if you're I'm not a big stats guy, but there is some truth to them. They haven't been a very good clutch team this year, and I don't know why. I mean, it's the same team. You know, last year they were unbelievable. So for the people that don't know, clutch time is a game that's within 5 points with 5 minutes or less to go. And this year they haven't had a very good record in that, and I don't know why. But last year they crushed it, so, you know. We're still figuring stuff out, but we got a couple more games to go, so we'll see what happens.
Kaz, does that stat concern you when we're talking playoffs? Because we know so many of those games, whether it's first round or Western Conference Finals or whatever, we know so many games are going to come down to those clutch moments. Is that a concern at this point, or do you look at it like this team has been to the playoffs for so many years in a row now that the regular season, it kind of is what it is. They'll win what they need to win, but we'll sort out the clutch stuff once we get to the postseason.
Well, I mean, look at it this way, is like 6 weeks ago, what we were talking about with all these injuries were, hey, man, let's just make the playoffs. Let's try and do the best we can and try and not be in the playoff tournament, right? And now you fast forward, everybody gets healthy, and now you're fighting for the number one, or number three seed, you know? So, I mean, to me, that's a gift. And here's what makes the Nuggets different. I mean, other than probably the Miami Heat, the Nuggets have a different formula, is that they just stick with dudes. Like, when every other team is getting James Harden and Kevin Durant, and, you know, you can go right down the list every other offseason, the Nuggets have just kind of stuck with what they have. And obviously this built into a championship team in 23, but they stuck with the same formula. I mean, yeah, they bring in new guys and they bring in two-way players. And, you know, every once in a while you'll find a gem. But for the most part, it's been these same guys, you know. And so it's kind of a different formula. So I'm not so much worried about that. I just think the Nuggets have so much experience and they know each other so well that they have as good a shot as anybody now, really, to be honest with you, Brady.
It kind of feels like that, doesn't it? I mean, especially, it's amazing how one game can kind of change the conversation nationally, but that Spurs win certainly, yeah. I think opened people's eyes. It's crazy to me that, you know, Joker's name really being talked about with MVP nationally just because of that one game, but it is what it is. That win, I think, showed a lot of people, okay, there's three teams perhaps in the West that could be realistic contenders here.
Well, I mean, like, if you're another team in the Western Conference, do you want the Nuggets in the first round? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and I know I'm a homer. I get that. I have my hand raised and all that stuff. But, like, they're a tough out, you know? I mean, the Nuggets, we got to remember, they didn't hire Adelman until three games left in the regular season last year, and they took Oklahoma City to game seven. Okay, now you have a 10-game winning streak, so we got a little bit more momentum going here. And I'm not saying the Nuggets are going to win it all, but what I am saying is that they have as good a chance as anybody, really, to win it all, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And it is a different feel. Like, this time last year, I mean, we're doing shows this time last year, and it's like, they just fired their head coach. They fired their GM. David Adelman's taking over. I don't know what to expect. We'll see. And now you got a 10-game win streak. Guys are getting healthier. It has a way different feel. So that's got to be the positive, because last year I was like, I'm going to be shocked if they get past the first round, which they did. But that's kind of where our thinking was.
Yeah, I know. No, it's 100% true. And so now you have a little bit more momentum. Everybody has a voice in the locker room, which is huge. And that's the biggest change that David Adelman made, is that, you know, Malone was awesome. Like, his first 3 years, he came in and he changed the culture. And then after that, it kind of slowly started trending in the wrong direction. And, you know, so Josh and Stan made a decision to kind of switch things around, although it came, you know, a little bit late. I mean, that's their whatever they want to do, they can do. I mean, obviously, but Denver still caught some sort of momentum towards the end of the season, and now this year you have a bigger momentum going in. So, I'm super positive. You know, I mean, if I don't believe we can't win, you know, I'm the guy that's leading this charge, Brady. Like, if I don't believe it, nobody else is going to, right? So. We gotta go into this thing pretty damn positive, to be honest with you.
as far as, you know, feeling as positive as we possibly can, what do you know about, you know, just the health situation with some of these guys? Every night I watch Aaron Gordon, I'm on the edge of my seat. I love watching this guy play basketball, but I got to tell you, I'm terrified watching this guy play basketball.
Yeah, but the one thing with him is he's a gamer. I mean, he played on one leg last year. Like, he shouldn't have been playing in the playoffs. And, you know, to be honest, Michael Porter Jr., I watch with my own two eyes two equipment managers helping him take off his jersey. So we got one guy on one leg, we have one guy with one arm, and we have no bench. Yet you still took Oklahoma City to game number 7. You know? So these are the things that I lean on. So it should be fun, man. This is why we do this. We don't play 82 games, or, you know, and it should be only 65 in my opinion, but that'll never happen. You know, to get to this point, not to do things. So let's go do some things.
How about Peyton Watson, Kaz? What are you hearing on that side, like as far as his availability for the first round?
So he has a hamstring problem, but the thing is that, you know, he's 20 or 22 or whatever his age is. So, I mean, come on. When you were 22, didn't you bounce back pretty quick? He's not going to miss the playoffs. They're all, you know, every team is going to be healthy once the postseason starts. And let's not forget that because of the play-in tournament, you get like basically another week off. So by then, I think I fully expect us, and, you know, Spencer Jones will be back too. So
yeah.
I fully expect us to be healthy once the postseason begins.
This has got to be like the most, the injuries when they were happening, obviously it sucked. David Adelman did a beautiful job of keeping this team above water. But now you look at it and you can, now that we can kind of look back and see that they're probably going to be the third seed and the record was pretty good, it's almost one of those things where it's like a blessing in disguise, because those guys getting that time off, Joker getting almost a month off, that might actually pay off in the end here, as this feels like this is going to be the most fresh they've ever been going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's exactly opposite of what the Lakers have done.
Now right.
They're missing their, you know, they're missing their two best players in Luka and Austin Reeves. And, you know, they're limping into the playoffs. And what I always said, Brady, was that, like, it was kind of money in the bank, right? You're playing all these dudes, like Spencer Jones. No one's ever heard of him. Peyton Watson starts half the season, right? I mean, and he's supposed to be like maybe a bench guy. And so, like, what you're doing is you're depositing all this money into a bank. And now, I know the rotations get tighter once we get to the playoffs. We all know that. But now David Adelman is not scared to call on those guys because they've been through it. So it kind of, in a weird way, being hurt helped you a lot. But now it's go time, so it's going to be a whole different animal. But my point is that if you need to call on a Jalen Pickett, if you need to call on a Peyton Watson or a Spencer Jones, they will be there. They've gone through it. They're not going to be afraid. So it's, in a reverse way, it's kind of a somewhat beautiful thing, to be honest with you.
Kaz, I got to ask you, man, you know, following this team as closely as you do, are you ever numb to what you're seeing with Nikola Jokic? Because it's every night something unique happens, and it's I have to try to check myself, because sometimes I'm like, oh, another triple double, but no, stop. It's phenomenal every single night that he's doing these things.
Nah, he's the best player I've ever seen with my own basketball eyes in my life. And the only thing I get numb on is trying to explain to people how good he is. You know,
yeah.
I don't have any more words. I don't have any more phrases. The guy, you know, and the thing with him is, you know, people talk about his elegant touch around the basket, which is true for a 7-footer. His passing ability always finds the open man, which is true. But the thing with him is like if you watch that Portland game, he turns into Coach Jokic, you know? He's not even on the floor, and he's yelling at his teammates, like, we got to get this going. You know, they're down by 15 points with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, And he, you know, I mean, I'm not giving him all the credit, but I mean, there's a lot of it. Like, he rallies his team to find a way to come back and win that thing in overtime. But the thing with him is his IQ is just out the roof. And something that I haven't seen since probably when I was a young buck watching Larry Bird. Like, they just understand it. They see what's happening before it's going to happen. So, I mean, again, I'm trying to use words to describe Nikola Jokic. Here I am again. but his IQ is what makes him, in my opinion, and if the Nuggets win two more championships, he's probably never going to get the fourth MVP, because that puts you in elite status, and I don't think NBA guys want to put him there. You know what I mean? Now you're in with, like, you know, Jordan and LeBron and all these legends. So that's why I don't think he's ever going to win it. Yeah, he might, but, I mean, there's no reason why he shouldn't this year, but that's just my opinion. But yeah, that puts him in one of those categories to where you're like one of the greatest ever. But to be honest with you, dude, I think he might be one of the best basketball players in NBA history. I don't know how you can argue that.
I'm with you. And I think NBA, for some reason, is really that one. We always have to tag the championships to the player. And I just feel like that rule needs to be shattered, because what we're seeing every night with this guy is unlike we've seen with all these greats that we're talking. I mean, guys like Michael Jordan, guys like Kobe Bryant, he's doing incredible things in different ways. And I just think it's unfair to really, and who knows how many titles he's going to have when it's all said and done, hopefully a few more, but right. I think he's almost broken through that conversation of, well, how many titles does he have?
Yeah, I know, but the problem is that me and you don't get a vote on this.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, so, I mean, it's national media, and, you know, they're going to find any reason they can not to give it to him. But I just don't know how you argue against it, you know? Like, the true basketball people, and I'm not talking about, I mean, like Brian Windhorst and Steve Lowe, is that his name?
Zach Lowe? Is it Zach Lowe?
Zach Lowe, yeah. Like, actual basketball people understand it. But, you know, then you start getting into commercial TV, and that's a path I don't want to go down, you know? So, I don't know if he'll ever quote unquote breakthrough, but, you know, a couple more championships would put you in the right direction.
Cause I try not to, you know, let the national media bother, cause it used to, but I got to tell you, man, 2 weeks ago, it just pissed me off on the four letter network. They're doing their MVP watch, and I get it. I get it. Joker's probably not going to win it. But they went through their top. They went through three candidates. They went through Shea, they went through Wimby, and they went through Luka. Joker's name wasn't mentioned in this 15-minute segment. That was like 2 weeks ago. That just, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but a lot of national media people just really have a very difficult time trying to give this dude his flowers.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is either, man. And, you know, I quit watching that four-letter network and the NBA today, to be honest with you. It's like, just because it's like, hey, here's what LeBron did on his day off.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
You know, Steph Curry still has an ankle injury. And then at the end of the thing, you get, oh, by the way, the Nuggets had a huge win last night and Joker had a triple-double. So, I mean, you can't let that stuff ruin your life, you know? I mean, we know what we know, right? That's what we know. And I mean, I'd love for him to get accolades, but for whatever reason, man, maybe he's not athletic enough. I don't get it. But for whatever the reason, it is what it is. So now we just move on.
Cause I can't wait. I can't wait to get to these playoffs, man. I'm ready to go. How do you think the Spurs and the Thunder are going to play these? Because those are the final games remaining for the Nuggets. And obviously we've got, you know, the Thunder locked up the one seed. The Spurs are at two. We're not going to see full boat, are we, with these teams coming up?
No. As a matter of fact, the Thunder game was a national TV game, and they took that off, and they moved the start time from – I should probably tell you this. They moved the start time from 8 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So that suggests to me that they're not playing anybody. I mean, there's no reason to, right? I mean, just play your backups. I mean, you're not gonna be anything better than first, and San Antonio can't move up or down, so they're not gonna do anything. And remember, we haven't locked up this 3 seed yet. Although the Lakers play the Golden State Warriors tonight, and if Golden State wins, that would be a huge help, a huge step in the right direction. Excuse me. So I don't think we're going to see any of the major dudes in the final 2 games or 3 games, whatever we have left.
Well, let's lock up that 3 seed and let's go. Let's see them take on Minnesota in that first round. I'm ready for it.
And by the way, on a side note, and I keep asking this, but nobody ever listens to me. Why doesn't the NBA reseed?
I've wondered that too. I don't know. I think they should. I think that's, instead of worrying about tanking so much, that might be another thing we should be focusing on.
Well, I mean, the thing is like, if you're the number one seed, like the Oklahoma City Thunder, you should have the easiest path to the NBA Finals. You earn that.
Yeah. No, I think you should reseed after every round.
I totally agree. That's what the NHL does. But,
yeah.
You know, that's just my opinion.
Well, cause, you know, we can't fix all the problems, but we can talk about them. And I'm happy to do it with you, my friend. Hey, love hearing you. Love having Nuggets games, of course, here on KFKA for our Northern Colorado area. And you're killing it, as always. And I look forward to a very stressful but exciting postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Brady, you call me anytime. You guys are one of my favorite affiliates. So
all right,
call
my friend.
Anytime.
All right, dude. We appreciate you, bro. We'll talk to you soon. All right, there's Jason Kosmitsky, Kaz, the voice of the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, they should reseed. The NBA should reseed after every round. So I do think that's how they should do it. Top seed, and then you get the lesser seed every round. I think that's how they should do it. That's what
I have
the
no
NHL
problem
does.
With that.
Yeah. All right, 39 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
.12:44 the time. Mike, what a time to be alive as a Colorado sports fan. The Rockies are on an MLB best 4-game win streak. They've got the best streak going in Major League Baseball right now. The Nuggets have won 10 straight for the first time in the Nikola Jokic era. The Colorado Avalanche are the number one seed in the Central Division and favorites to win the Stanley Cup. Denver's men's hockey team, DU, is competing in the Frozen Four. The Broncos are probably on the rise. I mean, they're legit. They're what? What'd you say, Mike?
Oh, I said probably.
Well, we'll see. Tougher schedule. But they made a massive trade with Jaylen Waddle. The Summit set an attendance record in their NWSL home opener. The Rapids are in the mix in the ML West Western Conference. And the Colorado Mammoth have clinched an NLL playoff spot.
What is a Summit?
Soccer.
Why is that mentioned in the sports?
Stop. I don't like when you do that. Just because you only watch one sport, you can only watch the Broncos. You had the Avalanche and the Stars play on Saturday. You had one job to do. My job was to watch the Nuggets. Your job was to watch the Stars and the Avalanche game. And you were too busy putting together a Lego set. So you don't get to comment on what's a sport and what's not a sport because you're not even watching the ones that you like.
It's blacked out. I can't watch it.
It's not blacked out. You can get the games here. You can literally get the games here. It's not blacked out.
But I wasn't here.
You could come here and watch. You're 5 seconds away. There's no excuses, Mike. I need you to be better. It is playoff time. I need you to get that playoff hat on and get ready. because I'm telling you, once we get to both the NHL and NBA playoffs, there's going to be no sleep. There's going to be no complaining. It's just going to be heart pacing, hot, nasty speed happening once we get to the playoffs, Mike. You got to be ready. I need you to be ready. I need you to pump yourself up. Put your headband on. Let's go.
I mean, I'm used to the no sleep because that never
happens.
There you go. But
Nobody's gonna care.
I don't know about that.
No complaining. No more when I ask you, hey, Mike, how's it going, man? No more, I didn't sleep very well. I don't care. Nobody cares because everyone's going to be in the same boat. We're all going to be up late. We're all going to be watching. And I need to come in after a big Nuggets win, after big Avs win, and I need you to be bringing it. I need you to be doing jumping jacks out here, doing one-handed push-ups, one-arm push-ups. I think you can do it.
Well, my belly helps me with the push-ups. I don't have to push very far.
Okay. I'm excited for you on that. Come on, Mike. Aren't you pumped? Like, aren't you a little pumped? We're a week away from the NBA playoffs.
Pumped.
We're 2 weeks away from the NHL playoffs.
I'm super pumped.
You don't seem pumped.
You can't tell it in my voice?
I need Broncos, Micah. I need Broncos, Micah. I need you to be that fan for me. I need you to lift me up a little bit. Because I'm ready. I'm excited, but I need you to go with me.
But you're afraid of teams.
I'm not afraid of teams. I'm looking at the matchups for the Nuggets. What would be the best matchup? I'm being a logical fan. I bring logic to the show. You bring fandom.
I don't care who they are. You got to win.
Well, obviously, yeah. You're saying the obvious stuff. We could just do this. This will be our show from now on. I hope the Nuggets win. Talk to you guys tomorrow. And then the next show. I hope the Avalanche win. That would be really neat. That would literally be your show. You know that, right? You would be on here for 3 hours just saying, I hope you don't even say I hope. You're going to say, the Broncos are going to win because they're good and I like them. Talk more tomorrow.
I'll be filling in you for tomorrow.
Filling in for me?
Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's going to be my show.
That would be so good. That would be so good. No, I don't care who the Nuggets play. They're going to win. I don't care who the Avalanche play. I hate everyone. I hate all the teams that are not the Avalanche.
No,
they're
I was
bad.
Just saying that
they're
there's
mean.
A hierarchy of teams that I hate, and you shouldn't.
You hate like
them.
57,000 teams.
No, it's just the five.
No, you listed 47 teams that you hated in the NHL, and there's not even that many.
No,
teams.
There was just the five, and there are only like 32 or 31 teams in the NHL. I can't remember. I lost.
We got to be real here. We got to be pumped. But we also got to be real. We got to take the losses like a champ here. We got to take the losses. We got to take the wins because I don't think the Avs or the Nuggets are going to go 16-0. I just don't believe so. I'm guessing you think that's going to happen. 12:49 the time. Let's wrap up hour number two. Kevin Lytle's going to join us in the final hour of the show. And we've got the whole show pressure cooker coming up as well. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show. The On the Rocks Liquor Drink of the Week is the 196 Vodka Seltzer made by the legendary Suntory Spirit House in Japan. You can get a sample of this. You can try it for free at On the Rocks Liquor tomorrow, 4 to 7 o'clock. They do their free wine, beer, specialty cocktail tastings every single Friday. And this might be your new summer drink here. Check it out and tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe. All right, coming up next. The whole show pressure cooker. It's time. We're getting back into it. Who's feeling the pressure as we approach the final week or weekend in the NBA? The Colorado Rockies are red hot. Right now, did I just say that out loud? The Rockies are red hot? They swept the Houston Astros. Michael? Kevin Lytle will join us from the Colorado one as well. Keep it here. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado.
There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.